Not all of us are criminals. We all work in order to have a great life.
That is Jacqueline Rayos of Phoenix speaking moments after her mother was detained and later deported after checking in with ICE earlier this year.
There has to be some closure into a case.
Enrique Lucero is the head of enforcement and removal operations for Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Phoenix.
Just because they haven't been convicted of a crime in the United States, if they've gone through this process, they've entered the country illegally to get here, that's a federal crime already.
And by the time they check in with ICE, Lucero says that person likely has exhausted all their appeals in front of an immigration judge.
Do you have the ability to say, you know, this person is here illegally, has been ordered removed, but doesn't have a criminal record? They should stay with their families.
We have the ability to grant certain things, but our core mission revolves around enforcing the law and immigration judges' decisions.
He says if an immigrant has a scheduled check-in with ICE, it's best to go and to be prepared.
A plan in place that today when I check in, I may not be coming home. I may be removed from the United States today.
That's exactly what Valley Immigration Attorney Margarita Silva tells her clients heading into an ICE check-in.
If you are detained today, who's going to have power of attorney over your kids? If you own a house and you own a car, no one wants to think about those things, but this is the time to do it.
And if an immigrant doesn't check in,
they become an immigration fugitive. You're subject to being targeted by a team that could be knocking on your door, doors of people that we think you may be at, or conducting surveillance looking for you.
Martha Maurer, KTAR News.